Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about a guide to starting a podcast. And so if you've been listening to my podcast over the last few years, you have had a chance to kind of be exposed to different topics and different interviews I've done over the course of the last 2 to 3 years. And so as we're starting to see audio emerge a little bit more as a very strong feature and element to a lot of different marketing strategies, and including on different platforms as a new tool for brand awareness, it's become a little bit more obvious why podcasting has become so popular. So podcastings actually offer businesses, I mean, small all the way to Fortune 500, a really amazing way to engage with your audience, and it's a great way to build brand loyalty. So a lot of the other reasons, and this is more on the statistics side on why you should start a podcast, you know, in looking through some of the statistics more recently, it was noted that 37% of people in the United States listened to podcasts in the last month. And we're talking, this is dated within the last month, within March. So we're talking 2021. 63% of people actually bought something from listening to a podcast host promote it on their show. And so that's a very interesting statistic, because it shows that there's that like word of mouth, literally word of mouth referral happening when you're listening to a podcast and someone says, you know, hi, I found this really amazing desk lamp for my office, and you can find it on Amazon. So, and then maybe I have a photo accompanying it, or maybe I'm actually using a video to show my podcast for the day, and I post that and then I link to it. So that's a really, really tangible way of kind of making that brand product connection. So what is estimated for 2022 is that podcast listening is actually going to grow. 132 million people will be listening to podcasts. We're 132 million in the US alone. So, I mean, you know, anyone can actually from all around the world can access your podcast. So that number is definitely higher, but what they measured was this estimation for the United States only. So what do you actually need to get started when thinking about doing this podcast or producing a podcast? And yes, it is producing. You actually will become a producer to produce, because, you know, it requires different pieces and elements aside from the technical pieces. But it does require you to plan in the sense more of someone who works in TV or radio, content producer. You know, there's a lot of kind of like organizational thinking that goes into podcasting. So the first thing would be is actually choosing a topic that you personally, so if you're the host, you know, you have to really go in with the thought of being able to speak from a place of being the expert. So for me personally, my podcast is usually surrounding around a few topics, which is media, digital media marketing, social media, and I do have lifestyle content as well threaded through my library of content. And that's because I own different brands. So myself is the expert inside of media, but also I have another brand, which is a lifestyle brand called the Italian American Girl brand. And so that's a lot of, you know, more so content that surrounds the arts, culture, culinary, lifestyle, travel. So it's really, you know, I thread those things through, and that gives me like a good diverse kind of array inside of my library, and including, you know, I said media, but a lot of film content, which is also something else that is of interest to me, and I can speak from a place of experience. So I think when you're choosing your topic, it should be a topic that you can deliver on. So, and also if you're the person in charge of producing a podcast, you have to make sure that whoever's involved in this podcast, or whoever you're delegating is perhaps the host of the podcast, same rules apply. They should really know their topic. They should be speaking from a place of being the expert. And you know, a lot of times it's really about delivering this like valuable content. You know, will the listeners actually be able to be educated off of something you're saying? Is it something that's going to keep everybody's attention for more than a minute? Because we know everyone's attention span is like really short. And is it unique? Are you going to remember what I'm saying today about how to start a podcast? Because I know a lot of folks see it out there and they're like, I don't know, maybe I should start a podcast. But if you own a company, you own a brand, or if it's something you want to try just as like a project, you know, I strongly encourage it. But if you work for a major company, Fortune 500 company, this is something to put on the table as a recommendation, because it really is you being in control of broadcasting out and being able to develop more of a brand awareness through the podcast. And you look like more of the expert and you become the leader in the field when you start to really get consistent with topics, get consistent with interviews, and you behaviorally almost teach your audience and your consumers, oh, look at brand XYZ. They broadcast out every Tuesday. So every Tuesday, maybe I'm getting used to this idea and I'm listening and tuning in. You're talking about products. You're talking about the types of services. You're talking about your launch. You're talking about your film. You're talking about something that you are working on personally. And that drives, that always drives attention, conversion, sales, anything that we're defining as the goal. So we'll move into some technical pieces and what it really requires. So sometimes when you're looking at, let's say, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, you're looking at the big dogs inside of podcasting, like the Joe Rogans of the world. Yes, they do have these elaborate, beautiful studios, you know, at times with this, you know, very expensive microphone, very expensive mixers. And there are definitely pieces of equipment that you can acquire by to produce at that level. But you really have to have a discussion with yourself and say, okay, what type of podcast am I producing? And then you kind of assess what your budget is to say, okay, we're going to really invest in these great microphones. We're going to invest in the mixer. And if you are producing at a high level, it's always a great idea to bring someone in who does produce from a technical perspective and have them kind of keep you set up from a technical space between your microphone, your mixer, and anything else that's required. But also, you know, a lot of times when you're producing with high level guests, you know, there's always a probability that somebody says something in the podcast or in the interview and someone says, well, you know, we have to edit that out. And so if you're that person, you're in charge of producing, it's always great to have the resource of someone else who is more technical to be able to put the audio and splice the audio, put the bumpers in. So bumpers are things like, you know, when you hear the music, the intro, and it's like, hi, welcome to the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. And then the music fades out. Then you hear the interview and then you hear maybe a break with the music again. So I personally do all of that myself, but it really is a great idea to work with someone who, from a technical perspective, and that might be someone who is an excellent, you know, cinematographer. That could be anybody in the production team. You know, I think a lot of these things are interchangeable. So you really have to just think about what type of production, podcast production, at what level you're producing. So yes, microphones are important, but you can also produce from your smartphone easily. Editing software is definitely important, but a lot of these newer platforms, a lot of these newer podcast platforms have a very basic way of editing, but very, very efficient. So if you're on Zencastr, if you're on Anchor, if you take your audio and just splice it inside of iMovie or Splice, all of these things are possible. It's just that, again, it's a great idea to work with someone who can recommend the best platforms, the best software for what you are doing. And if you're looking to just do this more for yourself, then you can go on any of these self-producing podcast platforms like the Anchors of the world. That's the podcast that I produce off of, which then distributes out to all of the other platforms. Very efficient and very user-friendly. So another element, technical element, which I love this idea, and a lot of times, like I said, I self-produce the podcast, is actually filming the podcast. And then from there, you can upload it to YouTube. And the reason why you would film your podcast, I mean, look at someone like Joe Rogan. He takes a lot of, and I use him as an example a lot, but you know, he's just got one of the biggest podcasts in the world. So he takes a lot of his podcast, which sometimes runs an hour, more than an hour. I mean, I've seen his podcast run incredibly long. But what happens is it boosts the potential of your audience because, you know, we know that YouTube is a search engine in itself. So if my guest is somebody who's an expert in how to make, you know, Italian pastries, and we have the person on the show, and so maybe that person is like brought something with them visually, or we're looking at something visual. And, you know, I think there's so much opportunity with video too, while you're doing the audio podcast, because then you can take all of those pieces, all those clips, repurpose them. Let's say you're doing a high-level executive interview, or, you know, maybe the interview, there is no interview, and maybe it's a self-produced podcast with someone, you know, in an organization that's like an executive. You can take that and actually use it for, let's say, your newsletter, for your board. You can take all the pieces and all the clips, refine them, and put them in all different places. Maybe you're using it for the intranet. Maybe you're using it for your teams. And so I think the opportunity and the, you know, different areas where you can like just get so much out of the content is really through filming. So if you're in a studio, or if you're in an office or in a conference room and you're producing this podcast, set up, even shoot it on the iPhone. I mean, you don't always need to have, you know, like the Canon or the Sony set up and, you know, a whole film team or whatever. I mean, sometimes it's amazing to have that, because then the quality goes up about like 95%. But at the same time, you can do all of this from your iPhone. And I think a lot of times too, we underestimate how much the smartphone can achieve. So always think about, again, what the level of production you want this to be. So if you're in the beginning stages of just testing this out, then you can do all of these self-produced pieces. But if you're looking to do the next level, produce it at a very high level, I would partner with someone who's technical and who can deliver all of these high-level pieces between the equipment and filming, and knowing which platforms and how to actually upload on all the platforms. Now, the next piece would be the hosting for your podcast. And a lot of times, this is the part where everybody has to do their homework. And podcasts need to be hosted somewhere. So my podcast is hosted. The derivative is Anchor. And then it distributes out to iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Listen Notes. I mean, it goes everywhere, which is fantastic. But you have to know, you know, are we hosting this internally? And then we're going to push it out through only Apple. Now, there's a whole like experience that goes into that. There's a whole recommendation that goes into that. And that's something that, you know, I would step in and definitely give at a very high level the recommendations on how to distribute a podcast, whether it's, you know, you're hosting it internally or, and again, that's for like a high level organization. But if you're doing it for yourself, there are so many different platforms available where you can do that easily and actually very, very economically. So what are the types of things you need, though, in order to be prepared to produce your outline for the talking points? And basically, you know, it is an outline. That would be the first thing, because before you record and upload the podcast, you know, we were talking about topic. So let's say your first topic is, you know, how to create a podcast. So my outline is going to be, you know, a nice list of all of the different things I just talked about. You know, I talked about equipment. I talked about where it's going to be hosted. I talked about you need to have a topic. So those parts were part of my outline. And as I go down the outline, that helps me stay very much on track, and it helps me stay on track for timing. And so I know that maybe the intro takes about 5 seconds. I know that my first topic was about the actual topic, which is how to produce a podcast, or why you're going to produce a podcast. And it's really good to have somebody, again, who's working with you to time your podcast. So if you're somebody who is self-producing, then you need to kind of like set up a timer for yourself off to the side so you know exactly how long your running time. My podcast can run between 8 minutes to 25 or 30 minutes, just depending on the topic and depending if I have a guest or not. But again, that goes into my outline and that goes into my interview questions. So my interview questions are very concise. When I do have a guest on, it's between 3 and 5 questions. And I always stick to, you know, being conversational and very organic and authentic. But I do go back to the questions if I realize someone is running too long on an answer. And I don't want to, you know, have to go back and edit something extensively. And usually I try not to edit, believe it or not. I don't want to edit my podcast episodes when I have interviews because I want it to be very authentic. I treat it like a radio show. I treat it like you're coming on my live radio show with minimal edits. And I think that works for me, and that, you know, that's something that has to be determined depending on what you're doing, what you're producing, the level you're producing, and who's on that podcast, you know. So now talking about the behavior, you know, I said before, okay, when does this podcast come out every week? And is anyone paying attention? And behaviorally, are you getting your consumers used to it? So part of podcasting and the biggest thing about podcasting is actually consistency and commitment. You have to commit to producing your podcast. So if I'm saying, hi guys, my podcast is distributed out every Monday, all new episode every Monday, then I really need to stick to that, because if you come back every Monday and there's no new podcast or podcast episode, then I also have to be responsible from a content perspective and then say, hey guys, no new episode today, but here's a replay of the top played episode for digital news and updates, you know, and I'll put that back in as one of my top most listened to episodes. So you want to definitely keep that consistency, and that's part of the success of delivering a good podcast. Okay. And then, you know, really talking about how to optimize, you know, what is the podcast called? Who's on the podcast? Talking about, you know, what are the keywords? So I know personally for my podcast, it's about digital media marketing. It's about a lot of the pieces inside of media, which could be PR, film, and then also the lifestyle part. So I have to be very specific in my description. I have to be very specific in my cover art. Is it, who is this about? It's the Margaret Fontana Media. That's my brand as the expert. So that's what my art is. It's all consistent across the board. And, you know, the biggest marketing promotion part is really utilizing social media to put out the teasers. So a lot of those different ways are through Instagram, through Reels, through Pinterest, through all of the different platforms. You know, I think that's the fun part, is actually promoting the podcast. And if you're not promoting your podcast and you're not committed to, let's say, that editorial calendar for at least a month, and you have like a topic planned every week or perhaps with a guest, you're going to fail fast. And you can't come out of the gate producing a mega podcast and then everybody disappears and drops off. Really, really recipe for disaster when that happens. And then you actually let down your audience, and your audience loses all credibility for you when that happens. Also, if you have guests on, the best thing to do is leveraging your guests' network and your guests' social media. So if your guest has like a really great social media presence, please make sure as part of that initial pre-interview with your guest, you tell them, hi, could you please promote this out once this is out broadcasted? You know, and usually they do, and that helps. So that's kind of rounding out a lot of the different pieces on how to start a podcast and why you should start a podcast. Obviously, there are a million details in between everything I just shared with you. And if you would like any information, recommendations, or strategies behind the podcasting production, definitely send me an email. I'm at margaret@margaretfontana.com. margaretfontanamedia.com. And also, while you're listening to my podcast, specifically shoot over to iTunes. And if you could, leave me a star rating and comment. That would be greatly appreciated, as those different ratings and recommendations on there help boost the podcast also, which is a very important element. If you're producing a podcast, you would like more ratings and reviews as you go. And so if you have any thoughts, questions, or comments, as I mentioned, send me a message. I'll be more than happy to respond to you. Talk soon. Thanks, everyone.